Alice Cooper and School's Out. What else could I play? Really, when we're talking about what happens when school is out with our life coach, Mari Williams. Good morning, Mari.
Hi, Lee.
Nice to see you again, Mari. And your daughter is here with us, Lucy. I'm sorry, Lucy, I've rather sprung this on you. You come into the studio not expecting this at all. But good morning.
Good morning.
And Lucy, you're 13.
Yeah, that's right.
And are you finished school yet, or are you one of the ones that are going to finish on Friday?
Yeah, I'm finishing on Friday.
So how do you feel about it? You're looking forward to this six-week... it seems forever when you're younger, doesn't it? Six-week break.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's nice to just relax.
And everybody kind of looks forward to it, don't they, Mari? I mean, certainly parents do, I think, as a break from the routine.
Yeah.
But it can be a minefield as well.
I think a lot of parents look forward to it, especially as the last half term, I think, is pretty chaotic. But I do think that we slip up because we think we're going to have this really idyllic summer of our childhood, and then we don't, and everybody feels a bit disappointed at the end of it. That's been my experience in the past, or that it's gone far too quickly and they haven't done all the things that they wanted to do.
So, yes, because it can be very stressful. I mean, it's lovely. It's genuinely lovely to spend time with your children.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can be pulling in different directions.
I think so. I think in our heads we have these idyllic childhoods, you know, childhood summers that we had, where we were kind of off and out running around feeling very carefree, and we take that up as an adult and we think that's what we're going to provide, you know, that's what our summer's going to be like. And then certainly in my experience, I sort of have that in my head, and then the kids get bored and they argue with each other, and I don't have enough planned, and then I'm not sure what I'm going to do each day. So I think the best bet really is to have some plans, and Lucy and I were just talking about this, and having days where you've got nothing planned so that you've still got that spontaneity, but you do have these kind of fixed points where you know, actually, yeah, I know what I'm doing today.
Yes, I suppose there is something about actually you can plan and forget to ask the people who are involved. I mean, Lucy, you've got 6 weeks ahead of you from Friday. What do you want to do with those 6 weeks?
Well, I like to have a plan, so I enjoy doing things with my friends, and I know that something will be there, but I also enjoy just not having any plans. A nice mixture is good.
So getting the balance right between activity and non-plans. But I suppose for parents, Mari, the worry is that that can just mean your child sits on a screen all day.
Yeah, I have to say my son, who's 11, is very screen orientated, and I do have a certain amount of apprehension about how easy, well, not how easy, because I'll just turn it off, but, you know, how nice the day will be once that's been turned off. And so I think it's actually even more important these days to have some activities planned, because otherwise they do drift back, whereas, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have a computer, so you amused yourself with something. But I think most kids, once you get them outside and out and about, they're happy. But I do think that the screen's become a real issue, actually, for modern-day parents, with the sort of tablets, phones, TV. I know my son, sort of, he has computer time, but he doesn't see any other screen as being part of that time. And I think it is hard when they're also very independent with them, especially with their phones, to keep them off it.
So what to do? Obviously, you have a plan. You might say, you know, we're going to go away for 2 weeks, then we'll have 2 weeks at home or whatever. So you have a plan and you all sign up to the plan.
Yeah.
What else?
So I think it's good to have what I call a flexible plan, which is to have some days of sort of wet weather stuff planned and some days of sunny stuff planned, but maybe not have planned which days you're going to do it, so that you can wake up each day and think, right, okay, kids drive me mad today, we'll take this plan and we'll go and do it, but that you're not so fixed. And I think the other thing is to actually arrange them to go away with their friends, because I know a lot of Lucy's friends, they're sort of booked up every day of the summer, so we've actually already had to say, we're going to see you on this day, this time. Otherwise, she wouldn't see any of them for the whole 6 weeks. So I think it's being realistic, really, about that spontaneity mixed with the things that you actually want to do.
Does that sound good to you, Lucy?
Yeah, I like that, because otherwise I wouldn't see them at all.
Yeah, and it's important to see it's important for us to see our friends, so it's important for our children to see their friends.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, we're used to seeing our friends whenever we want, and actually, you know, certainly for children, their lives are seeing their friends all day, every day at school, and then suddenly 6 weeks of nothing and being stuck with their parents, which is not always a favourite thing to be doing. I think there's just a huge expectation, a bit like Christmas, when we talked about Christmas, you know, that expectation of this glorious summer holiday together, and actually it's time we're not used used to spending, you know, to get, I know, so by the end of the summer holidays, however much I've loved it, I'm thinking my kids need time apart.
Well, that's the other thing. When you've got siblings as well, and they are pulling in different directions because there's an age gap between them or a gender difference, and they want to do different things.
Yeah. And then we're all not used to spending that amount of time together. And I think it's also really hard for the working parents, of which, you know, there are so many now, you know, myself included, trying to fit in work and time with your children, not feeling guilty about that, the children going off to clubs they might not want to go to. So I think, again, it's about being realistic to yourself about what are your expectations of what you're actually going to be able to do, and not overworking yourself so you're not trying to cram in, you know, your whole job plus doing loads of other activities that you wouldn't normally do. So if we wouldn't normally do them, that probably says that we can't normally do them. So again, it's just being realistic, I think, about actually what your expectations are of that time.
And I think there's something there about not beating yourself up. You know, I know if I lose my temper during the summer holidays and tell my kids off, I feel awful, because I feel, as you say, this is the time we should be romping around like we're in an Enid Blyton book or
something. Yes, exactly. Absolutely. I think, I mean, I have a big view that, you know, if you're awful to your kids, you say sorry anyway. I think sorry is an incredibly powerful word, and I think there's a lot of parents who are too scared to use it with their kids. I've sort of worked with people around that, and I think you're mostly forgiving. Do you think you forgive me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky, Mary. And what about school? You're 13, Lucy, so maybe at your age you can take a break from school, or, I mean, I've got a daughter who's halfway through her GCSE, so she still has to sort of be a little bit engaged with it, and we don't want children, we want them to relax, we don't want them to disengage entirely.
Yeah, I think Peter Kay does a wonderful sketch, I think, about returning to school after the summer and being unable to write. So he's trying to write, he's like, I can't write. And I think, you know, I have to say, so I'm the other way in that I just love them to completely ditch the idea of school. I like them to just switch off for the entire 6 weeks and just not worry about it at all. I think, you know, Lucy's going into year nine, she's going to be thinking about options and things, and I just want her to have a really kind of carefree summer and not worry about it. But I think certainly building back up towards school, it's important to get bedtime routines back in. I used to see a lot of kids coming back into school really, really tired. And just, you know, getting them reading a bit, getting them sort of thinking about the fact that school's starting again.
Because that routine goes out the window, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's not... Yeah. Well, I say it's not that the children become feral. There have been moments where we've been camping and it's felt like that, you know. Yeah. They're up when the sun's up and out all day and then going to bed 11 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, and I think... So it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because so I have a view that mine pretty much go to bed at the same time, whether it's school or holiday, unless we're, like you say, camping or a wedding or some event which would cause them to stay up later. Because my view of it is we need a set amount of sleep. So if that's the set amount of sleep I need generally, why would I kind of let them have another 2 hours lacking? And I always used to say to parents when I worked with them that... you know, do you not want your evening at the end of a full day of looking after your kids? Because I think if you have your evening space, even if they're actually just up in their room for a little bit, you're going to be happier. So those pressure points that we've talked about are going to be less. So my advice to parents actually is keep your bedtimes fairly strict over the summer. All children will hate me now. But because I just think we all need our sleep. And it keeps us all in a better frame of mind, actually, if you've got tired parents, tired kids.
Well, there is this thing about, you know, we're all thinking about what to do with our children, what will make them happier. But it is also a break for us, you know, and what we all need to feel happy, don't we, during the summer?
And I think that's the other thing, is that I think the parents forget that, you know, we still do need our downtime too. And there is, like you say, this kind of thing of, oh, we'll let everybody stay up. But I think as a parent, when are you getting your free time? Because we are still human beings and people, and we forget that. And it's important for us to have downtime. It really is.
We are, Lucy. We are. I mean, do you think when you're on holiday, because I remember I never gave my parents a second thought when I was on. I'm guessing that, you know, for you, it is very much you're saying goodbye to school, you're turning your back on that and just relaxing for 6 weeks.
Yeah, just try and forget about school. It's nice.
That's fair enough, isn't it? I wonder if there are particular crunch points during those 6 weeks. I think, you know, at the beginning of the holidays when everybody's a little bit tired and fractious, and then perhaps towards the end when it starts gearing up again.
Yeah, I think parents are fractious towards the end of the holidays when they realise they haven't bought any uniform or got anything prepared.
Lunch boxes.
And I think that there is also that we're running out of time to do the things I had in my head, some of which I probably haven't done. And so there is, like I say, I think almost that sort of slight regret of maybe I could have organised it better. And I think midpoint in the holidays, most people tend to sort of go away at some point. So that point where they've done the going away, or they're about to go, you know, that sort of dead zone where they've been at home maybe for 2 or 3 weeks, they've done all the few things that they thought they were going to do, and now they're just starting to get a little bit weary, a little bit tired, and want their own space.
And I remember as a child, 6 weeks just felt like an eternity, like it would never end. Yeah. And of course, it does come to end all too quickly. And then before you know, it's the day before school. Yeah. So what are you looking forward to most, Lucy, in your 6 weeks? What have you got lined up?
Going on holiday will be nice. Just forget about everything. Just do what I want.
Where are you going?
Cornwall.
Oh, yeah. And that's a change of scenery as well, isn't it? Even if you can't afford very much, maybe just, you know, a day at the seaside that is really important as well, I think.
And I think actually, like you say, there's lots of parents out there who can't afford very much at all. And actually, you know, even camping in the back garden, it's huge fun, you know, just going out into the back garden and camping and, you know, just silly stuff. And I think often, again, these days we are sort of promoted to think about things which cost so much money. And there's so many things that you can do for free. I remember when mine were very little, my health visitor telling me to let them paint with water. I had no idea what she meant. She just meant a brush and water, and they would paint. Of course, it would dry up. There was no mess at all. And you absolutely loved it. Completely free. So I think it is thinking about the free things. And Cambridge is great for free things out in the parks.
We're lucky in that we live in a city where there is lots going on during the summer that you can amble along into. Yeah. Well, have a nice summer, ladies, Mary and Lucy, particularly down in Cornwall. You've got anything else planned, Mary?
No, not at the moment. We're having a bit of a holiday-less summer after that, so we're doing lots of, like say, day trips and spontaneous bits and pieces.
Well, we will see you after the summer, probably. We'll probably not see you again now until September. Yeah. So have a good one.
And you too.